Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Yeah, we're back. We're back, Adam. We missed you for a couple months there, obviously.
Yeah, I went on a little sabbatical after the final.
had to flee the country.
Just looking to find myself, you know?
Are you guys still reeling over that Nick victory?
Oh, forever. I mean, it'll never stop, you know?
Let me tell you something. The merchandise is on fire.
Yeah, I think the next Epstein, Michael Rubin, whatever he is, he was saying, I think Fanatics has had their biggest surge ever since the Knicks won it.
Ever?
I'm pretty sure he said something to that extent. He was basically like, Eagles, Cubs, like those were big ones, and this Knicks one might be the biggest one. So
it makes sense. Right?
Did you guys see how much money the Knicks made at each gate for the game?
No.
$20 million.
Wait, each game?
Each game.
We're gonna talk about the World Cup here and
Viva España.
I saw something about the World Cup being the highest most profitable or something to that extent about the World Cup bringing in the most money.
I believe it because I think, Giant Stadium seats, what, 85,000?
Yeah.
Versus MSG seats, how many?
Like 20, like 19, yeah. 20. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but
okay.
Still, like $20 million a game, if you include merch and all that, it's insane.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think the average ticket was like double what it was to get into the Knicks game.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
They showed, I think it was the highest rated thing in North America outside of the Super Bowl and then like every other event besides the 94 Winter Olympics.
Wow.
Is World Cup.
Jeez, yeah. That's crazy. So,
crazy numbers. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, listen, it's $12,000 average ticket. The air quality is like 175. it's at Giant Stadium, the worst stadium in America. It looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to end up, even if I get there 15 minutes early, by the time the logistics let me in, it'll probably be a half hour into the game. And then I'm going to sit there and watch soccer. I mean, if you pay me $12,000, I might be like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Well, you know, Pine, thank you for coming on. You know, I think Adam needed a support buddy. You know,
yeah, for sure.
To be around all these Knicks fans. Yeah. You're a Nets fan as well, so it's probably been sort of rough. But your Carolina Hurricanes won, and now you're Spain Football Club won. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been a good summer. Carolina Hurricanes winning was pretty sweet. I went to a couple games, so that was fun.
How was that?
I heard that crowd is nuts, right?
The crowd is electric, and you wouldn't believe it. It's like, oh, you're in Raleigh, North Carolina. What do they know about hockey? But if you think about it, it's the only professional thing they have around.
That's right.
That's all they got. Yeah.
Or Duke. Duke.
Well, how far got, are you from there?
Carolina.
Well, is NC State there? That's where NC State
is,
right?
NC State is in Raleigh.
Yes, that's where NC State is, yes.
How far are you from where they play?
Like 40 minutes.
Oh, not bad.
Is it a lot of just like transplants who were former Ranger or Islander fans or whatever who just became Hurricane fans?
For sure, I think it is. Yeah. It's so many transplants that were like Penguins fans and Rangers fans.
Bruins and yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, that makes sense. Flyers. Yeah, so that's cool. And then, this World Cup, obviously, Adam wasn't a fan, but Pine, you definitely... I hadn't talked to you much, but from the outside looking in, Are you a big soccer fan in general, or is it just like, you know, World Cup, it you know, you get into it?
No, big soccer fan in general, big okay. Real Madrid fan, grew up that way. My dad was a huge soccer fan, so we always grew up watching soccer, so this was like always huge in our household.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were, and it's so funny because they were kind of similar to the 2010 team that won, where...
Yeah, there's so many parallels there. It's crazy how eerie it is. Like, the same group, they played on, like, the same date. They didn't win their first match. Like, there was, like, at least, like, 15 of those parallels that happened.
Who was on that 2010 team? Was it Sergio Ramos?
So, Sergio Ramos was on there. It was Xavi.
Was David Villa?
David Villa was on that team, yes. And Fernando Torres in the front.
The guy who had the goal in the final, it starts with an I. It's on
Iniesta.
Iniesta. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. I knew it.
Yeah, so they both won 1-0 in the final, yep. Both in extra time. Yeah, so it's an insane like amount of parallels.
And very,
They're very enjoyable to watch. I love their style.
It's just, yeah, I mean, obviously to the non-soccer fan, it's boring as hell, but like,
oh my God.
Their defense is incredible.
Their style is just incredible. It is keep passing it, attacks by a thousand cuts, and if they give it away, they're going to swarm you so bad that you're going to give it up within a second, and then they're going to grab that ball back and just pass it all around the field.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. The beautiful game.
Yeah, one goal conceded. I think 10 shots on goal total in the entire World Cup.
That's incredible.
Just insane. That's dominant.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put them as they got to be. I saw one of the talking head shows talking about this. Not only one of the best defensive soccer teams ever, maybe like in sports ever. Like you got to put them with. You know, the 85 Bears and the 04 Pistons and some of these historic, like, defensive teams, right? I mean, they were that good.
Yeah. I mean, that defense is just, it, like, thwarted everybody. And it's funny because they didn't really play defense on their side of the field. When they were playing defense, they were playing it, like, at midfield.
Yeah. So
they controlled the entire half of that. Other side of the field. It was crazy.
When I was younger, I used to watch the Devils and
them too. Yep.
Brodeur would have like 11 saves.
Yeah.
And like Brodeur had another shutout, but like 9 saves. You know what I mean? That kind of reminded me of that.
Adam, I'm glad you brought that up because that same conversation that was happening with that, I think it was the Lebatard show. They mentioned those Devils teams.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's funny you mentioned that. Yeah. Scott Stevens, remember that guy?
Yeah, for sure. Claude Lemieux.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Spain team reminded me of like the Spurs, where it's like we don't have this giant superstar, but it was like it's like a team game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the kid you mean?
Lamine Yamal.
Lamine Yamal. Honestly, watching every game, he did nothing special.
Did nothing. One goal.
He got all the hype, too.
Watching him, like, his touch is insane. His first touch.
If you get like a long ball to him and he just like traps it, like you're like, how did that ball not move off his foot?
He is like smooth. But the one thing that impressed me the most, like watching him, like that was the first full game I watched of him. His defense is great.
Yeah.
Even like from an attacker, he comes back and he helps.
He's all over the place.
They're just so well coached, that team.
Yeah.
Really well coached.
So
what was cool about the coach is like, he won like the under 19 championship with that team. He won the under 20 championship with that team. And like, as they got older, he just kept going with them. So now he's on the world stage.
Oh, wow.
Same players.
And they're young. They're going to be, I mean, Lamal, he just turned 19, what, this week or last week or whatever?
Yeah, he turned 19 last week. And so did Kubarsi on the defense.
That's insane.
Yeah, he's like 19. Yeah. And I like that kid who came in. I think it's Nico Williams.
Yeah, I like Nico Williams a lot.
Oh, with the hair.
He was huge during the Euros. He was big, and he was just coming off injury, so that's why he was coming off the bench.
Yeah,
but normally, he's a starter.
He's really good. Okay. He changed that game. They got so many chances with him.
Yeah, they dominated.
Yeah, him and Yamal up front, it's such a game changer having both of them healthy together.
And Cucurella.
He's my favorite. He just signed with Real Madrid, so I'm excited about that.
Nice. Yamal, He probably the best ball handler in the world too, right? I mean, arguably. I mean, his ball handling skills are, his footwork is just incredible.
It's like he's got that ball in his ring.
Like, yeah, he's like, it's like N1 mixtape of you know, soccer, kind of like Ronaldinho was back in the day.
And he can't be more than like 160 pounds either.
He was getting tossed around a lot.
He's got braces.
He's got to bulk up a little bit. But
he's got the braces on.
His girlfriend's a smoke.
Yes. Well, he had a. I guess they were showing like each championship he won, he had like a new girlfriend. I saw
that's amazing.
I saw the pictures and stuff.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Was there a team you guys were rooting for, or that like caught your heart as you were watching?
I mean, U.S. naturally, but they stink. and then
they look good until I don't know what happened that Belgium game. They just like,
I know,
I don't know.
They did look good, like especially when they beat Paraguay. That was
who's
like,
their best guy? Pulisic.
Pulisic.
I don't like him at all. I think he was
terrible.
I don't think he's that good. I think
he was injured though, but yeah, not good.
Tillman, I like Tillman, Freeman, and then the forward. I always struggle pronouncing his name.
Oh, he's got the it's like an African, it's with a B. Belogan?
The guy that got suspended.
Yeah, Belogan?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Belogan? Yeah. But like the guy, Tillman, he grew up in Germany. I think Belogan grew up in England.
England, yeah. He was, Belogan, whatever his name is, he was born in Brooklyn while his parents were visiting, I guess, from England or from Africa or something. So,
right.
Like, yeah.
And he just grew up in England. So
and then,
it's like,
and yeah, it was right. Like after 2 months, so like, all right, we're going back home. So I guess that qualified him to be on the U.S. team. And then Tillman, what is it? His dad is a U.S. citizen, like from the U.S.?
Yeah, but he's all German.
Yeah.
He's all German.
It's just funny how like the U.S. needs like they need like these like foreign guys to even like fill up their
team. I could be wrong, but I think Cristiano Ronaldo's son has the same thing where like his son was like born in California but never lived there.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe
like that.
So there's hope?
He can play. He could play. Yeah, I think he has like I saw something. He could play on like 5 different national teams when he's of age.
So there's hope. Okay, and maybe Messi. You know, he plays in Miami. Maybe he has another kid. He grows up, and then
we've got like four of them. Right?
We get little Messi. Yeah, he's got a bunch of kids. I think. We have to talk about like the crazy coincidence of Lionel Messi in that ad washing Lamine Yamal. When he was a baby.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Winning that
contest.
That
is wild. It's just
weird.
Like,
it's creepy.
Creepy.
It's like, yeah. How does that happen?
That's like 1 in a trillion, they were saying. Something crazy like that. I don't know about 1 in a trillion, but definitely 1 in a billion at least, right? I mean,
a gazillion. What are the chances of that?
Yeah. I mean, if I have a kid, can I get Messi to do that to my kid so he can grow up a star? Like, there's some magic in the air here.
It's just, yeah, that's just wild how that happened.
I read that the photographer didn't know it until like 18 years later.
That's
or
crazy.
No, 13 years later, something like that. Yeah,
realize
that was Yamal.
Yeah, unbelievable, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, his dad is like 32 years old or 34.
Yes.
Lamine Yamal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's that young. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brother's a baby. Yeah.
It's nuts. But, you
know. The little guy.
Yeah. So did you guys actually watch the whole final?
I watched. Yeah. Adam, I know you're not into it. Juice, you watched a good amount, right?
I went to a watch party, but I stayed outside and I maybe watched 5 minutes.
No, I mean in general, like the whole world, like all the games.
Yeah, I was into it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a couple teams I liked. I was rooting for Ecuador because we have some friends that are from there. I was rooting for Croatia. I wanted Croatia to win. Mm. Yeah, it was fun.
I felt myself rooting for Norway just because
of crowd. Erling Haaland. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's fun. I think everyone kind of like fell in love with him. You know,
yeah, they were like America's team for a while.
Yeah, he looked like he was loving America. You know, eating the cats.
So speaking of loving America, I feel like this World Cup like brought like a whole new light to the United States. All I saw on Instagram feed was my government lies to me. America is so awesome, and like they're going through Walmart or they're going eating fast
Bucky's
food, eating ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, the ranch
Texas
thing.
Barbecue.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah, the ranch thing kind of blew my mind. I guess that's not a thing in Europe at all. I didn't realize it's like a U.S., like an American thing. But, yeah.
Or no. Having air conditioning in grocery stores.
Yeah, the AC.
They don't have that.
New Jersey never gets any respect, by the way. Like, anytime they show anything, it's like, hey, we're here in New York, New Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, they never just, like, New Jersey can't be, like, a standalone alone state for any of these things. And then, like, the game's at Giant Stadium, and between commercials, they're doing the flyover, and it's the New York City skyline.
Always.
I'm like, I know where this stadium is.
But they do that for, like, Jets and Giants, too.
Exactly. You know? I mean, how come New Jersey gets so disrespected? I don't get it.
It's crazy.
It's a lovely state, is all I'm saying.
I love New Jersey, for the record.
I agree.
Yes.
I love Jersey.
I love it. I think people who aren't from the area, never been, they just, yeah, it just has a bad...
It's crazy.
They see Jersey Shore, they see Sopranos, they're like, they're scumbags. You know, like, it's not the case.
But the governors, like, in the past, should stick up for them. Like, hey, if we're having it in our state, you gotta, like, say it's New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even, like, the whole broadcast, World Cup Final, New York, New Jersey, it said.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. At one point, were they not calling it MetLife Stadium? My dad was asking me this, but I didn't
know.
No,
they covered it. They couldn't. They took the sign.
They did. Okay. All right. Interesting.
FIFA.
I guess they didn't pay
over everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say the grass was never better at MetLife than it was during the World Cup.
Yes.
A lot of the players. I think there were some players commenting about that too. Didn't Odell say? Was it Odell?
Yeah, it was like a big petition.
It was like
keep
a bunch
it. Like, what? What's the issue? Just keep it.
Someone
probably
said
too
something.
Expensive to maintain.
I mean, come on.
They said something about, I guess, in the cold weather, it wouldn't be. I don't know. So someone had some reasoning that
kind of
makes
sense.
We're talking
about two NFL franchises can't support grass, but all these other teams, it's grass.
Like, I know. I don't see the big deal. It's ridiculous. I don't know. One day. I'm trying to think. I found out a few things during this World Cup. Kansas City is like...
The soccer capital of America.
I didn't know. I work with someone from KC, and she was telling me all about it. She's like, it's like unbelievable. Like, the city just comes alive. Yeah.
I was going to say, how did all those Argentinians wind up there? Like, did they all dart a map?
We got to talk about the Argentinians.
That was crazy.
We got to talk about that.
I think they got a lot of front runners, like just like Messi fans maybe, but...
they were everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, you got 4 years. Like, people, like, they're just, like, they're going to spend a lot of money to get there.
They're like the Yankees, you know? They've won a couple in a row. They won the World Cup. They won the Copa. They have the best player, arguably, or at least the most popular. So
it's just unbelievable, like the amount of money that these Euros and people from South America, like the money they were spending to follow their team around. And it's just like, what? Like, is everyone, like, outside the U.S. millionaires? Like, it's nuts.
What was cool is teams were stationed all over the U.S., like California, Tennessee, Kansas City, and people following the teams were like, every state we go to feels like a different country.
I mean, it kind of is, yeah. You know, California kind of is like Italy and Spain. New York's probably like England, right? I don't know. Not like I've been to those... all those places, but I'm just kind of speculating here. But no, it was great. I do wish, you know, Messi maybe had a better game in the final there. You know, I think that's what everyone wanted. But
Spain, like, they wouldn't let him get the ball.
He did nothing. Yeah.
They were so dominant
in
that game. I mean, I got to give props to the Argentinian goalie, though. That guy was standing on his head.
He was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, if they won, he would have been the MVP for sure.
But no, I mean, from my side, I saw Argentina was pretty dirty.
Yes.
I wanted them to lock Paredes in MetLife jail during the game.
And they were sore losers, right? They were like fighting after the game?
They always are. They always are.
Wait, can you tell Paul, you got to tell us, Jess, what was it like with her during these Argentina games?
She could barely watch it. Like, she watched maybe a few minutes, but like back and forth, because it's like... it's the hate watching, right?
Yeah.
It's like me with certain teams, and it's like different. All the countries in South America, they can't stand Argentina. They've hated them forever.
I learned that like this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the thing for sure.
It was funny. I saw a thing online.
Stuck up Argentinians. That's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, they seem kind of like smug. It's like, yeah.
It's like, can you imagine how much you must be hated if you're rooting for the colonizers over your neighbor? Like, in
it's
the
unbelievable.
Past.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a real, real thing. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they have a rep of like being dirty. You see, they're smart though. Like, they're pretty dirty. They get under your skin. And then as soon as like you react, they start diving all over the place, drawing penalties. They're very annoying to play.
Yeah, they're old team. They're like savvy. They don't have your trick in the book. I think they were the oldest. I think I heard they were the oldest team since like 1964.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The average, age was like 32 or something like that.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Look at the way Ginobili played. Look at the way at the way like Luis Scola played. That's who I think of like Argentinian soccer. Like compares about Luis Scola.
That was a perfect reference.
Yeah. He drove everyone nuts. Like I don't know what they teach there for the
Spain flipped the script and they were making Argentina crazy because they couldn't get the ball.
Yeah.
So they were just getting furious. Even you had Messi trying to tattletale on Cucurella.
Yeah, what was it?
They
like?
Had some shots at the end though.
Oh, they did. I know
they had some shots at the end.
That one cross. That one cross and it just went wide to the right.
And if that went to PKs, I think Argentina wins without that. Without doubt, Spain
I can see that. I can totally see that.
A lot of tight butthole in Spain if that happened.
Yeah, Pina, Pina, you had to be like freaking out at the end.
I was. I was like, they have to win this in regular time. They're dominating. Zero shots on goal in 120 minutes.
That's insane. Insane.
Like they got their first shot in the 124th minute. Like that's insane.
Yeah. Dominant.
One guy took the ball off the head. You saw?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, that guy's going to be concussed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was brutal.
It was, it was so much fun. Every 4 years, it's just like, it's great. I really love it. I'm sad it's done, you know?
I know.
I feel like really America got into it this year, like for like the first time. I don't know. We've ever been so into it before, but having it on U.S. soil all over the country.
I feel like consistently every 4 years it's the same story, and then like a year later it's like fuck soccer.
Well, for me it's just I love soccer, but it's just it's hard for me to follow all year.
I don't have like a European team.
I don't
like,
have a team.
I get into like the Copa America, that type of stuff, but I got to find like a club team, but I feel like it's like too late. Like MLS, I'm not into. So,
no, it's never too late. I mean, either go La Liga in Spain or Premier in England. Those are to me like the top two.
Yeah, I'd probably go La Liga, like Real Madrid, like you. Like, they got some Brazilian guys on it, and
they always have Brazilian guys on there.
Vinny Jr. Yeah, Vinny Jr.'s there.
Junior, they had Marcelo for a long time. He was a lifer. They had Ronaldo for a very long time.
Yeah, Ronaldo, definitely. Yeah.
Isn't Endrick there too now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Bellingham from England. I loved him. He's on Real Madrid too, right? They're
yes.
stacked. they're stacked with talent. In La Liga, though, it's got to be just those two teams, right? Barca?
There's multiple.
Yeah, they got like a solid five teams in there.
Really? It just seems like it's those two teams and like, you know, everyone else.
It's like those two teams are like, I was going to say like Red Sox, Yankees, and then the other teams. It's like the Orioles are coming in and winning the division somehow.
Got you. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And then, you know, obviously Serie A is decent. You got some teams. Bundesliga, you got some teams.
The French League, Liga One, I think it's called.
Paris Saint-Germain, I know they're good. Like, Champions League, I sort of get into. But yeah, you know.
Too much, to be honest.
It's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
There's like, there's the African Nations Cup, there's the Euros, there's Copa America, there's CONCACAF, I think, whatever they call it.
It's crazy. So, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's tough to follow.
But it's crazy, because then you start getting into like World Cup qualifying in like a couple of years. Like, it's already kicking up, you know what I mean? Or a year and a half.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens to Italy. That's been
definitely
a
missed
shocker.
Italy. Yeah, definitely missed Italy. You know, that 06 team was kind of like this Spain team, right? Just defensive minded, just smart, like right? Similar kind of
Well,
team.
They had a lot of studs on their team too back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just crazy. It's like, Egypt's in there, but Italy's not. It's like what's going on?
I heard they have a good youth team. Like they're gonna be good for a while. Like they just
they do.
They have a good.
They have guys coming up.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then so the next time around, it's actually in Spain, right? Spain, Portugal, Morocco.
Yep. Yeah. Spain, Portugal, Morocco.
Which means Ronaldo. I mean, he's 41. There's no way he misses the World Cup.
He already
opener,
said
right?
It's his last one.
That this one was.
He's done.
He's done, yeah. He said that. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing I did want to say against with Spain winning it all. I feel like it was such a good, true championship because they beat the number one team, they beat the number three team, and they beat the number five team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no denying that they're the undisputed champions.
That was kind of cool. Like, they did it, like, in a tough road, so, like, it just makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you think about going to any games, or was it just, like, it was just too pricey.
Too pricey, out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing here in North Carolina.
That's right. There was there was nothing, huh? In Charlotte or anything? I thought they'd maybe get one game. Like,
I'm trying to think, closest was probably Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Well, actually, it was crazy. I think it was like game one of the Knicks finals, I want to say. Argentina was playing some country in Auburn, of all places.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, they played at the Auburn Tiger Stadium. I was like, what the fuck? These guys are probably like, where are we? Like, you know? Like,
yeah.
I found that kind of random, but yeah, I don't know. Like, those beginning matches were like in weird places, you know? So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But no, I just enjoyed going on like social media and seeing people enjoying our country from other places, just saying, wow, we were so wrong. This place is awesome.
Yeah. No, it was definitely good. Good vibes. You didn't hear about any, violence or really anything, right? Anything bad happening outside of these stadiums or in the stadiums or any. So that no.
No. And I will say, I don't know why I just thought of this, but Jameis Winston is a national treasure.
I loved it.
That guy.
He loved it. He was all about it.
I think Alexei Lalas had like a 20% approval rating.
Yeah, people.
Everyone
hated
Alexei
Lalas.
Yeah, no one liked it. No one liked him.
Yeah, I saw some guy going off about him. I forget who it was, but
I feel like Zlatan and Henri were just like excluding him from everything.
Yeah,
They just showed they did not want to work with him.
Yeah, I love Zlatan. I'm all in on him, but he said he's done. He's done doing TV. I think I don't know if he's serious, but.
There's probably no way they'll give him a big deal and he'll do it.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's great.
I thought he was from like the Balkans. He's Swedish.
Swedish, yeah. He's like Steve Angelo. He looks like a Swedish house mafia.
Yeah, he looks just like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweden wasn't in the World Cup, were they? I don't remember seeing them.
I think they were.
I think they were, yeah.
Like the way beginning? Okay.
I don't think they made it, out of the knockout. Yeah.
So, all right, well. That was fun. I'm sad it's over. Now it's,
talk about it
baseball.
4 years later.
But during the World Cup, we did have Summer League, right? Adam, you were all in on that.
Oh, I was into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was watching the backcourt of the future.
So you guys have, I think Mikel is, that's how you pronounce it, right? Mikel.
Mikel. He goes by Kel.
Kel. I think Kel, he's a stud.
Would it bother you if it was pronounced Mikhail?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It is kind of close.
a little bit.
I think he changed it just because of that.
Yeah, basically.
He had the A and he's like, nah.
His first name is actually Christopher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird because he goes by Mikhail and I'm trying to find the box score to see how many points he had the other day. And it was Christopher Brown. I'm like, where is this guy?
Chris Brown?
Yeah, Chris Brown. Maybe that's why I changed it.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's so weird. So it's Christopher Mikel Brown, but he doesn't want the Mikel, so he just eliminated the first name and the middle or the front of his middle name.
Yeah, he was introducing himself to the rest as Kel. So
interesting. Well,
but the world got to see Caleb Wilson during the summer league.
Oh, he was incredible. Incredible. Yeah, I think I was wrong about him. Yeah, same.
I mean, I thought he was awesome. It was sad when he went down during the season, but the Bulls are fucking. Oh man, if I'm a Bulls fan, I'm pumped. I mean, this guy's gonna be. I think he's gonna be. I keep calling him Little Ticket. I think he's like you know, baby KG.
He's like a KG Giannis hybrid, but he also like will take nine shoot. Threes. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know he could shoot like threes. That. I'm like, what?
Like, yeah, so like I was shocked ups, when I saw that.
Setbacks. I couldn't believe it.
I texted Adam. I was like, he made 7 threes in his college career, and he made that in his first summer league game.
Did Hubert? It was crazy. Did Hubert just not like want him to shoot? Like, what was going on at North Carolina? I don't understand.
He was shooting maybe 1 3 per game when I was watching. Okay. Like, he barely shot out there. It was always a mid-range jumper or a putback.
He looked like Garnett to me.
That's what I'm saying. Little ticket. I mean, he is awesome, and his mentality too. Right? Like, he's just like, I love basketball. I want to win. Like, he's like a dog.
He wants to kill everybody.
Yeah, like kind of like KG. You know. Yeah. Yeah, Bulls got one, man. But like, there's like 4 or 5 other like studs, like future all stars, right? That were in this draft.
Yeah, I think it might be closer to 10.
Okay, let's name them. All right, 10 of them. So Caleb, Kel, those are definitely 2.
Boozer, Peterson, and AJ, I think are all going.
All, yep, those 3 definitely.
How about Braden Burries?
Who's that?
Yeah, I loved him at Zona.
He was.
Who drafted him?
He went 10 to Milwaukee, but like the Clippers were flirting with him at 5. I think he was averaging like 27 a game in the summer league.
Oh wow,
he's very good. I love him at Zona, and the German guy and the Hornets.
He looked great. He looked really good. Yeah,
I don't know this guy,
Hans Steinbach from Boston. He looked really good.
Schleisenbacher.
Damn.
Yeah.
Even Wagler had that really bad first game, and then his next 3 games he dominated.
Malik,
he had like 24 in a quarter.
Oh, Malik wow. Thomas.
Oh yeah, Malik Thomas, crazy.
Malik Thomas. Oh, your boy Adam Yoxel.
Yeah, summer league MVP.
Didn't he get the MVP? Yeah,
he's summer league MVP at age 45.
Unbelievable.
He's waiting for
it. He's gonna do good.
I know. I mean, the league is, man.
If you're anybody in this draft and you see what Malik Thomas did, and he's like a 6'7" guard, Coach Calipari coached, it's like, and he averages 27 a game in summer league. Like, you got to be kicking yourself a little bit, because he was hiding, played site, probably because Acuff's usage was so high there.
Yeah.
But like, you plug like this guy in any other scenario is a lottery pick. No, I mean, the Cavs had struck gold there.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Acuff, did he end up having a pretty rough summer league?
I think he shot 29% from the floor.
Yeah. He didn't shoot well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he had his moments.
He'll probably like average 20 something a game on that, because the Kings are going to be god awful, right? I mean, like,
yeah. So I think the biggest scary thing with Acuff is that he's on that Kings team and he's going to get 30 or 40% usage. And like, who's he going to pass to? Like, he's going to be the focal point of the game plan as a rookie point guard. I don't know. It's going to be a really hard, hard season for him, I think.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
And the Kings dismantled their team, right? They DFA, yeah. DeRozan.
Levine. I don't even know who else is on that team. Keegan
was on there for a hot minute.
Rookie center? Maxim Reynald or something?
He's good. I had him.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not bad.
Yeah, put up numbers. Stanford kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's their coach there?
they're gonna be terrible.
Yeah. Who's their coach? Like, I don't know anything about the Kings.
You know who their coach is? Doug Christie.
Oh, it is Doug Christie. Okay. Okay.
But he got fired. He's still there.
Yeah, I think he's still there. He was at the summer league.
Okay.
Okay.
No, but the Nets definitely they got a backcourt.
Yeah, Igor looks insane. I thought Igor was maybe the best all around player in the whole summer league.
He was so good. And then Mikal, I mean, he really does look like Kyrie, like the way he plays.
The highlights jump off the page. There's some low lights there too because he's a little out of control. But like, once he learns to harness that, I don't know. I really think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, yeah.
How's his back?
Stuff I've never seen.
How's his back doing?
The back is good.
Dude, that's, I was telling Adam and I had that conversation. I was like, I wanted Acuff over Mikal because of like the back issues, but I guess it's a non-issue.
It's not chronic, right? It was just like a thing that happened.
Yeah, he tweaked, but then my whole thing was like, he came back from the back and he dropped 49 in his first game back.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, sometimes like I've tweaked my back before. It doesn't mean I have a like a huge back thing.
I think Bill Simmons just blew that out of proportion. You know, he's got a big voice in this NBA world.
Yeah, he said that.
But I mean, well, when they interviewed him, he was like, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't move.
Okay.
He was playing it. I was just like, oh, why are you saying this? Do you want to get drafted? Or?
Well, you know, the story was, so the Nets scouts, they brought him in like 3 or 4 times. Then when they flew to Orlando to meet his whole family, that's why like I knew like they like this is their guy. And supposedly he gave like one of the scouts a piggyback ride when they asked him about his back.
That's funny.
And he was fine. So they were like, all right, that was like the last straw.
I love that. Yeah. That's good. Okay. Nets, you know, Michael Porter Jr., he's taken some of them to the Ozarks. And, you know, you got Julius Randle. You got who else did they get this? I mean, they might have a kind of exciting team.
They'll be pesky. I definitely like that over at 21.5 right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it right now.
Hmm.
You can get 4-1 on 30 wins.
Maybe they're banking on them trading Porter.
So and I don't know if you
I did
this,
see that rumor. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but Porter was kind of like trying to recruit Peyton Watson.
I did see that. Yep.
And then they were together in a box at the World Cup final.
So what would it take to get him?
Probably it's going to have to be a sign and trade because he's restricted. So I'm assuming you have to give up.
Oh, he's a free agent. That's right.
Yeah, but he's restricted though.
Okay.
So whatever it's going to cost to get him, it's going to cost too many assets, and you're going to have to pay him too much money. So I don't love the idea of getting him, but it would be cool if they did.
I mean, Nuggets, they need players. Like
they do. Like you can't lose a guy.
You can't lose a guy. Yeah,
They blew it. They gave Braun too much money. They fucked up.
Well, speaking of the Nuggets, isn't that one of LeBron's potential landing areas?
It's not. It was in the beginning, but now it's all right. So who are the?
Yeah, they narrowed it to 3 now.
It's what? Cleveland, Philly, Miami?
And Miami.
So Golden State's out. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Golden State's out.
Golden State's out. It's interesting because
they're definitely out. How do we know that?
That's what Rich Paul said today.
Oh, he did say that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay, because I saw something that AD becomes extension eligible August 6th, and that LeBron's waiting for that. So the Warriors can make a move for AD, and then LeBron
might be. That might be a thing.
Who the hell knows, man?
Yeah, right? Like,
I mean, what is taking so long? Like, I get it's a tough decision because of his daughter or something. Like, I get it. But, like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? You know,
To me, it looks like, to your point, I think he's waiting to see if Golden State or Philly make a trade. If not, he's probably just going to go to Miami or Cleveland. That's my thought.
I heard Kyrie back to Cleveland even, or.
Yeah, it's, like there's something there somewhere. Whether he wants to eat or he want. I know he doesn't. Supposedly that they're scared of Embiid.
Oh,
so if Philly could get off Embiid, maybe he'd want to go there more. I don't know.
Interesting. I just don't see him in Philly. Like,
no.
Like Brown. No. Brown wants kind of like wants his own team, and now he's gonna have to share the ball with Embiid, Maxi, and LeBron. Like,
no.
You know.
Supposedly, he went to LA because Nevada wanted to go to LA. You think she's gonna want to go to fucking Philly?
No.
No chance.
Or back to Cleveland. No, Miami seems like she's probably like, ooh, I loved it there. You know.
Let's go back to
Miami.
But, like, what would that team look like? Obviously, Giannis, Bam, LeBron, Davion Mitchell, and
Wiggins.
Who else is there? Wiggins? Oh, Wiggins.
Yeah, Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Wiggy. Yeah.
I mean, Wiggins was second best player on a championship team.
I think Miami is, of all the landing spots, I kind of think Miami's the most interesting. Because, like, if you put LeBron on that team with Bam and Giannis, like, it doesn't really make much sense on paper.
Right.
But then you have like the Spoelstra factor where he's just like he always figures it out.
Yeah.
And then the Heat thing where like they'll find some G Leaguer and he'll shoot 47% next year from three.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll find two really good shooters to pair around those three. And, you know,
yeah.
So that to me is the most interesting scenario because I can kind of see how the other ones are going to play out. But that scenario, I think, is a real wild card.
Yeah. I think they're the favorites right now, right? Miami?
Yeah.
They're my pick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know when that goes down. It probably might go down. It might go down tonight, right when we hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a sham
Sacramento
shams bomb. Yeah. Do you think in any? Oh man, do you think there's any chance it could be like a surprise team, like the Spurs or something like that?
I would love to see it
with LeBron or Rich Paul. I wouldn't put it past them. The fact that he's going out and publicly and saying, "Oh, they're out," or "These are the teams," I could. See a random team just signing him.
That was interesting how he said if the Knicks didn't win the title. Well, Rich Paul said this. If the Knicks didn't win the title, that's where he was going.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, I know. We'll never know.
If he was like, I'll come to New York right now for the minute, would you guys want him?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'd take him. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd take him. Why not? I mean, you know.
No, I just feel like.
Sorry, Hart. You know,
the Knicks have, like such good juju right now. Like to bring in LeBron, I don't know.
I'd only want him if the other players want him.
Okay, yeah,
right.
That makes sense. That
yeah,
makes
yeah, sense. Right.
Yeah, like I could see Brunson being like, whatever. I could see Hart being like,
did you hear
like,
where they asked him about it?
Well, Brunson?
He's like, it's not my job.
He wanted him to come there.
Yeah, he was like, it's not my job to recruit players. I'm just here to put the ball in the hoop. I did see that.
Yeah, he's like, that's Leon's job or whatever.
Yeah.
He also said he still asks his parents. Anytime he makes a big purchase, he has to talk to his parents first. You see that?
Yeah.
Such a family man. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on LeBron coming to the Knicks. You know, like, yeah, it'd be exciting. It'd be kind of cool. But, yeah, I mean, why ruin the thing they got going on, you know?
You could have came in 2010. Go away.
I know. I think there's a lot of that still in me. Like, you fucked us, you know? So that's crazy. 16 years ago.
I know.
Insane.
And now he's doing it again. He's 41 and he's a role player at this point. He's doing it again, you know? Unbelievable. And here we are talking about it, but it's LeBron James. I mean, you know.
And at 41, still putting up triple doubles.
It is crazy, actually, when you think about it. But he wants to do some like documentary too. Like, I don't think teams want to be involved in his like farewell season, and you know, I don't know how many more he's got, but maybe two more seasons, three. I don't know.
Honestly, he could probably play for 10 more years, but you know,
probably could.
I would say two more.
If he goes to the right team, like where they can kind of take some pressure off of him, like I don't know, like Cleveland, I'd say probably of all the teams is probably best suited for him to go longer. Just because they have so many guys that need the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
Versus, I feel like Miami, he's going to have to like be the point guard, basically.
I think he would, yeah, because Mitchell, yeah. Davion Mitchell's like a defensive guard, you know? He's
right,
yeah.
that's a lot of potential wear and tear, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, Miami, he'd be the ball handler. Philly.
Kind of clunky. Yeah. Kind of clunky with Giannis, too. Imagine them just like on the wing.
Yeah.
I don't see it. That's why I think it's so interesting. It's weird.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm trying to picture where he'd go. I know.
Golden State. The shooters. Best fit, basketball-wise, I think it's Philly.
So, Philly. all right. So, you got Maxey at point. I guess who? Edgecombe at shooting guard.
Yeah, if you go Maxey, Edgecombe, Jalen Brown, LeBron. And then you have LeBron as like a late career, almost like you're going to just put him in the post like Karl Malone style.
Okay. And then Embiid. Yeah.
Like, that's pretty sick. And then I mean, whatever happens to Embiid.
On paper, that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous lineup.
It's
right
a crazy
there.
Lineup.
It is crazy. Holy
I'm looking
shit.
At Miami's roster, though. Like, we mentioned Wiggins, right?
Yeah.
And then you also have Jovic. He's a good young player.
Oh, I forgot about him. Shoot.
You got Larson, who's a really good, like, shooter, big, tall guy, like, guard. Fontecchio, Bobby Portis, and then they got Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, I forgot they got him.
They got shooting. They got tough. Like that would they'd be very good.
Actually, I forgot about Timmy. I forgot about Bobby Portis too. Yeah, he was in that Giannis trade.
I can picture guys like Larson, Fontecchio, and Jovic just like nailing threes.
Wide open threes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, LeBron did say, or Rich Paul, one of them said it. He wants to go somewhere with two scorers. So. All three of those teams that we mentioned have those two scores. So,
yeah, but LeBron, he sits out a lot of games now, doesn't he?
Yeah. You're probably getting 60 out of him next year, 50.
Right. And Giannis is banged up for a good amount of time.
I feel like LeBron played more than you think he would. Like, he was always GTD every day, but, like, always played.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that could be it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was Giannis, too. 2 years ago when I won the Fantasy League, every game he was game time decision. Every game. Game time decision, yeah. He played. But, yeah. We'll see. We shall see. Yeah.
I think within a week. It's got to be within a week.
I figured he was waiting for a World Cup to end. But
so
now,
did I. I thought it was going to happen yesterday.
It's now Tuesday after 10 o'clock. What's going on?
Yeah, how do you think he's going to do it? Do you think it'll be a big thing? Or?
Juice, what are you saying?
I think it's going to be August. Like mid August.
That's what I'm thinking now with that whole AD extension eligible shit. Like, is he waiting for? Is he waiting for certain things? You know what I mean? Like,
he just loves the attention.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because then if mid August, you got a whole another month of everyone talking about you and where you're going, and the
he's
whole
in
thing.
No rush. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, unbelievable. I mean,
call like a State of the Union. Like, you know how the president calls the State of the Union? Like, the press conference, it's on every channel?
Oh, yeah.
Like, LeBron could probably do that right now at age 41. That's crazy.
He is. I mean, listen, we're all in our 40s here. Millennials, whatever. You know, we think about Jordan, but think about kids that are, like, people that are 10 years younger than us. LeBron is, like, the GOAT to all them. You know what I mean? We kind of roll our eyes at him. But, like, most people, you know, look at him as the GOAT.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? So.
But wherever he goes, he's not going to win the championship.
I agree.
I don't think he goes to Miami and makes them.
No,
I don't. I agree. I mean, I'm trying to think where he goes. I mean, if he does go to let's say he does go to Golden State and they somehow get AD,
got third.
Steph. Yeah, the West is tough.
Too old. The West is just too tough.
He's not going to be the best player on any of the teams.
Is the Knicks the best place for him to go? Realistically, maybe
probably Philly
or Philly.
I think he'd fit in very well with the Knicks, like their playing style.
I think he would.
I'd want him to come off the bench.
Can you imagine? Josh Hart's going to start over you. Sorry.
I feel like Josh Hart would be upset because he'd be like, oh, "There goes my playing time."
Well, you know what? Jordan never won Sixth Man of the Year, so.
I mean, I always liked Josh Hart as a sixth man. You know. Just because
me too, I liked him coming off the bench.
I did. Honestly, he did shoot good last year, though. He just doesn't shoot a lot. He's not. That's not his mentality. I don't know.
Is he gonna fix his finger?
Oh, who, Hart?
Yeah, the whole year was crooked.
That's right. Remember? That's right. He didn't get surgery or anything.
I hope he did. He put it off last year.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Brunson. The fact that he was playing like a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Like, how sick is that? Oh my God,
he's definitely one of a kind. That's
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's hard to fathom, but yeah,
not human.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. What else? What else?
You guys are Knicks fans, so what team would you not want LeBron to go to?
Philly.
Yeah,
it's got to be the team.
Yeah,
right?
Philly. I mean, I don't know. There's some part of me that's like, even if he goes there, it's like. I don't know. I just think Embiid's so bad now. And Brown, how is he going to fit in? I mean, Maxey scares me, but I mean, Knicks locked him down. Like, did he do anything in that series? I mean, they were terrible.
That was quiet. Nothing.
I don't know. Obviously, he's not going to Boston. I think I saw something that's like the last team he'd go to.
Yeah.
I know Halliburton was trying to recruit him and LeBron laughed at him, which. Why would you laugh? I mean, Pacers were pretty good two years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a pretty good spot for him, actually.
I guess just, you know, he has one.
Think his family's going to move to Indiana?
Well, yeah, that's probably why he was laughing. But I don't know. I don't know. What team would I win? I mean, I still hate the Heat. I think I'll always hate them, you know? So I guess there, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. What else is going on in the sports world? Baseball, I mean, not much to talk about. It's funny, I uh, I haven't really been watching too much baseball just because of the World Cup and everything with the Knicks and stuff. And with my TV package, I could, to keep the price that I have, because it's like Spectrum streaming.
Okay.
I can only have MSG or YES. I can't have both of them. So I switch it depending on the season. So just,
oh, that's cool.
So just yesterday, I switched from MSG to YES. So now I'm like, all right, I'm back into baseball. But like I can't sit and watch a whole game. I just can't do it.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Paul, what did you say? The Red Sox have won like 14 games in a row.
Yeah, Red Sox are hot right now, which is scaring me a little bit. But Paul, you were saying like background noise, you know, that's kind of
nothing's on late night, just background.
I'll get into it like if they make the playoffs, which I mean the Yankees should make the playoffs. I know they're game or game and a half behind the Rays, but they got the wild card spot. Mets, Pina, your Mets.
Josh was in the building last night for the Yankees.
Who's that?
Josh was in the building.
Juice, yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Juice, you ate everything in the building.
Yeah. Oh, man, the food was incredible.
How did today feel?
Did you make it to Billy's or no?
Yeah, but nobody was there. We went and like towards the end of the game. Nobody was there.
Monday night, yeah. Makes sense.
And then we went to Stan's.
Oh, Stan's is good, though.
Yeah, Stan's awesome.
Yeah. Stan's has the Taco Bell right there, right?
No,
they took it out.
That's dugout. Dugout.
They took it out, though.
Oh, it's not there?
Yeah, no more Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
That was my spot.
Is it because of the parasite? You guys hear about this? The explosive diarrhea. Yeah,
explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, people are blaming Taco Bell.
Yeah, so, one guy shot himself to death, they said.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like he shat so much he died. That's how I want to go.
right on the ball. Oh man!
No, thank you.
That is brutal.
Explosive diarrhea until you die. I didn't think that was even possible.
Jesus, ugh, terrible. Juice, what was the best bite you had?
Hands down, LaBelle's steak.
Oh, is that like their cheesesteak, whatever?
It's a steak sandwich, and it's so good. So good.
Oh. It really is. That was the Castor special. He loved that sandwich.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
They're like $40, right?
$30.
$30.
$30. Okay.
$30 a sandwich. That's terrible. It's good. Worth it. It's worth really it. Good.
That is worth it. I mean, if you think about it, a lobster roll is like $30. Like
true.
You know, it's like I'd rather have the steak sandwich over the lobster roll. Did
you get the chicken ice cream?
Yo, the line for that was absurd, as if they were like giving out briefcases of money or something.
Wait,
like
what was it?
It's the
chicken tender, right? With like ice cream is in the middle. Yeah, you think it's fried chicken and you bite it inside too.
It's like Yankee Stadium's most famous thing that they're selling this year, and they sell out. We got there before the game even started, and the line was crazy. And then we went back to see if we could get it before we leave the stadium, and the line was triple. It was crazy.
Holy,
that's America in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know.
And chicken. Ice cream, but it's just. It looks like a chicken tender, so it's like really famous. I don't know.
Very Instagrammable. Yeah, I don't picture that tasting good. I'm sorry. I love both, but
I know. I love both too, but I don't know.
I don't know. You know, if you drop anything in a deep fryer, it kind of works. You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wow.
The sushi looks incredible there too. They do a really nice job with sushi.
It's just so wild. We were like texting, and I'm like, just give me like a premium sausage or a hot dog or something. Like, I'm old school, but I mean, the food has become incredible.
We started with a hot dog. We had peanuts. We had popcorn.
Cracker Jacks.
And then we were like, all right, let's try some crazy shit. So we got like cheeseburger, dumplings, chicken parm, empanadas. We were trying everything. It was great.
Four bong hits, man.
I love
that. That's amazing. Chicken empanada. I want that now.
I know. I want all this stuff. Juice, you were getting me so hungry.
They had these like apple pie empanadas that were good too. The whole thing.
That sounds awesome.
It sounds like you went to a food festival. I know. And not Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. That's how it was. It was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all expensive, but I go to like one game a year.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me try all this crazy food.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it. Yeah.
I didn't get the bacon on a stick, the thick cut bacon. That thing looked incredible. Oh, yeah, the food there's. I can't wait to go back. I think I think anytime.
Oh, doing yeah. Game. Dude, the bacon on stick is really good. I had it last time I was there.
Yeah. And people argue that Citi Field actually has better food than Yankee Stadium. That promenade in the you know, up top.
Yeah, but yeah. is the food free because they lose so much? Or?
The Mets are an embarrassment.
I know. It's bad. I saw a rumor they're going to trade Soto. Like, what?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Like, really blow it up.
He's untouchable.
No, I don't think anyone would take him.
I know. That contract. Yeah, fuck it.
Honestly, anyone would take him with that contract because he's that good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, do you know who wouldn't take him? The Yankees, because they would look like idiots if they traded for him after they could have just signed him.
Could have just signed him, yeah.
Giving up prospects.
Egg on their face. I mean, Judge is actually looking – they said he's rehabbing pretty good, right? Or no?
I don't know. I don't trust it. Ribcage, big guy like that, swinging it back. Nah, yeah.
I like this guy, Schittling.
You mean Schittler?
Yeah, Schittler.
Hitler?
I like him.
Hail Schittler. No,
he's really good. Yeah, he's very good.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Bostonian guy.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like, I was looking at the box score last night. There's not one guy in the Yankees lineup batting over 300. But that's, like, normal, right? Like, in baseball these days? Like, no one bats over 300 anymore?
It's pretty much it's unwatchable. It's really tough.
Yeah. Like, ugh. That's terrible.
Man, I don't know if you guys saw the Jorge Posada rant on this.
Yes, I did. Yep.
He went on a podcast. It was tremendous.
Well, I'm hoping...
The one where he was talking about peeing on his hands?
Hey, it worked. Core four.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We grew up watching Wade Boggs and Jeter, guys like Paul O'Neill, Bernie, hitting 330.
Yeah, like guys that were like embarrassed to strike out.
Yeah, hitting over 300, all of them. Like, I don't know.
Wade Boggs would strike out like 25 times a year.
Tony Gwynn. That guy was automatic single.
Yeah. Nowadays, just seem not believable.
Yeah, it's insane. It really is insane.
Yeah. It's totally different.
John Olerud. I think he struck out like 5 times in the year.
Right, right.
Oh, man. He'd wear the helmet in the field. Remember that?
I think he hit 400 one year or close
Very
to it.
Close.
There was definitely some guys, who were like 370s or like crazy.
Think about that. Yeah. Like, what?
Crazy. Insane.
Is some of it the pitching? Is the pitching much better now?
I think it is. I mean, this guy.
This guy. Everyone's throwing 105 now. All of a sudden.
Well, I was gonna say that guy on the Brewers, Mizorowski, is like. I was just watching him the other day. They were playing the Mets, and it was like 103, 102, 104.
Jeez.
And it moves. It goes from like side to side like crazy. That guy, he's unhittable. Wow. Can't hit him.
I think it's that, and like the analytics. I guess people like to. I don't even know how that makes sense, but. I don't know.
I know.
It's not as important.
I don't want to, after this Mets season, I don't want to hear that word anymore. with our GM, he built a team around quote unquote analytics.
Ugh.
But these guys back in the day, they hit for power and average. Look at Manny Ramirez. He was hitting 330, 40 home runs.
Yes.
A-Rod.
A-Rod. I mean, you go on and on.
Yeah.
Like, even like Giambi, he never struck out.
Pujols. Like, these guys are just animals, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the home run derby, I didn't watch a second of it, but like they were, on Twitter, you'd go on and they were showing like the Josh, what's his face, Yankee Stadium. What's his name?
Josh Hamilton.
Josh, like,
that's right.
This shit was like legendary. Like, I was like, what happened to baseball, man? This shit was so cool. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different. Steroids. They need steroids back, unless it never left. I don't know. But, it was just,
also, this is going to probably sound like really old man yells at clouds, but like, what happened to just 10 outs at the home run derby? You know, let's give the guy 10 outs.
I know. I don't know why they ever switched it up. It just,
they switched it again. It. They changed the format this year.
Who can even follow it?
Crazy.
So it was like 20 total swings.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Apparently, the ratings were in the gutter because it was on Netflix. And
I don't watch. But.
Yeah,
I watched one batter. I was like, this is not worth it. Yeah. And I changed it.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see. I mean, rest of the summer, not much other than baseball. I guess football training camp. I saw a Juice, your boy Harbaugh, was giving a speech. He's like, you guys are New York Giants. You see that?
Fired up.
ready to run through a brick wall for that man.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Cam Stadbo's already run through a brick wall.
Almost.
I'm so tired of Cam Stadbo.
I know.
And I'm even more tired of Malik Nabers. Like, the two of them could really just go. I'm over them both.
Yeah, Giants got some knuckleheads on that team.
Can he run yet, Nabers, or no?
No, but he can run his mouth.
Can he walk?
I don't know if he can run on a field, but he can definitely run his mouth.
I know.
I don't know if Stadbo can run, but he's doing backflips.
Yep. Barely.
Couldn't even land it.
That was scary. I was like, Jesus Christ.
You know what I was thinking about today? Like, you really, if you play in New York, like, you could be a star. It doesn't matter who you are. Because if you look at Cam Stadbo, right? He's a fourth round pick. He was like basically a 3 yard a carry back if you take out the one kill game.
Yeah.
He played five games and got hurt last year. And people are
he's all over the place.
He's everywhere.
It's like he's Jim Brown.
He's everywhere. And I forget that he's a football player. He looks like a Barstool employee, you know what I mean? He's the running back for the Giants.
That's why I keep saying we need a real starting back. Like, to me, he's a change of pace guy. Like, yeah. I think if he's Mike Tolbert, then you won by getting him in the fourth round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the idea that this guy's going to get 25 carries a game is crazy.
No.
I know. Yeah, it should be interesting. Jets got new helmets. Yay. what do you think, Pina? You like him?
I didn't see him, but that's probably going to be our most exciting part of our season.
They're white. They're white helmets.
Oh,
they
really?
They are dope.
They are cool. I mean, they are cool.
They got the uniforms now, so we just need a new coach, a new quarterback, two wide receivers, running back, everything.
Yeah. Would you see the meme of Manning, Arch Manning in the jerseys and the helmets?
Yeah.
I think that's happening.
Jets are either, I mean, I don't know.
They're, I don't get, like, unless he absolutely stinks this year.
I don't
There's
know.
There's so many good quarterbacks. Like, I'm not even, like hung up on Arch.
I'm
like,
not
I
either.
I don't care.
Yeah.
They'll get somebody.
Yeah. We'll see.
But if they get him in to right the wrongs from Peyton and that whole thing.
Let's see.
Having for 15 years.
Let's see. But let's see how he does this year. Because, you know, he obviously, last year was kind of eh. You know, he came on strong at the end, but
yeah,
wasn't
but nothing
great.
Special.
Yeah, he wasn't great. So let's see. I don't know if I haven't seen the college schedule come out. I'm sure Texas has a tough one though. They had a really, really tough schedule last year. So
yeah,
I don't know how that's gonna go. But yeah, anything else? Anything else? Training camp leading into training camp. I haven't seen much.
Is there a Hard Knocks going on this year?
Oh yeah, who's got Hard Knocks?
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, the champs. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Interesting.
Coming off the championship season. All right. Nice. Giants would have been definitely that would have been fun. But oh well. So
who did the G Men open up with? Cowboys.
Is
right?
it the Cowboys?
Cowboys will be in the building.
Oh, you guys are going?
Oh boy. Yep. What happened last time you went to the Cowboy opening?
didn't go well.
Didn't go our way.
Was that the worst game you've ever been to, like, live?
Yeah, probably.
Was it 40 to nothing? Wasn't it, like, pouring rain, too?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's awful.
That's awful.
That won't happen again. I would hope not.
Yeah, no. No. What else? Anyone watching anything good these days?
Yeah, I'm watching something on Apple TV, Cape Fear.
I heard it sucks.
Javier Bardem. Whatever.
I mean, I love that movie. You've seen the movie, right, Pina? I mean,
yeah.
The show's good, though?
Show's good. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, Javier Bardem does a really good job.
Okay. Does he have the accent? I can't picture him with a Southern accent.
No, it's not Southern.
It's not Southern. Okay.
The storyline, his dad's from Spain. So he's
playing it himself. Okay, got it.
Yep.
But a psycho version, obviously. Okay. Yeah, I want to check that. I'm watching House of Dragon.
Yeah, same. I just actually caught up today.
Okay, I'm caught up. Juice, you're not watching it?
No, I'm not caught up yet.
Okay. I won't say anything. I will say... The season started out like Wow. But yeah, no, it's been good. I think it's been good. So.
It's not.
I watched two episodes. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a little downhill for after the first couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll build up. It'll build up again. It always does.
Yeah. Three more episodes. So, yeah, that's all I'm really watching right now. It's just House of Dragon. But
I started rewatching Friday Night Lights again.
Oh, Friday Night Lights. You know, I never really watched that like all the way through, but I know it's a great show.
Clear Hearts, Full Eyes.
Can't lose.
Yeah. I mean, I love the movie. I just finished, I was rewatching Eastbound and Down. I just finished that recently.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's like, honestly, pound for pound, maybe the great, in my opinion, the greatest comedy ever. It's so funny. It's so good. Like, oh my God, the fourth season is just so out. It's so outrageous. The last one. But just the whole thing is just amazing.
We need more Danny McBride, honestly.
Yeah, he's, you know, Vice Principals is really good. I didn't watch The Righteous Gemstones, but everyone says that's amazing,
it's
too.
It's also terrific.
Yeah, like, he's just like, he's so underrated. So underrated, you know? So.
He's not in movies anymore, is he?
No. No. When's the last movie he's been? I mean, there's just no comedies anymore. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, he probably.
There's just nothing.
You know? Oh, you know what it was? I Will Find You on Netflix.
I Will Find You. I don't know that one.
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes. It's good. I got to continue it. It's a little far-fetched.
I liked it.
But it's good.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy, but definitely far-fetched. But yeah, it's good.
I Will Find You.
What is it? Who's in that?
The Sam Worthington from
Avatar.
Avatar, yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone want to see The Odyssey? I kind of want to go to the movie.
Everyone's talking about it. Yeah, I heard it's amazing.
I watched Troy a couple of days ago just to prep for it.
Ah, it's the Brad Pitt one, right? Where he's jacked out of his mind.
Yep.
The only thing that scares me about The Odyssey is that book was so boring.
Did you guys
have to read that in school?
I read it.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was so dull. But I do want to see the movie.
I never read it. Isn't it like crazy, like a crazy amount of pages? It's gotta be huge,
yes.
No?
Yeah, it's huge. It's all about like Odysseus and his trials and tribulations he had to go through to go home and
10 years, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
It took him 10 years to go like
who wrote it? Homer?
Homer.
Yep.
Didn't he?
Homer Simpson.
He didn't even have to like go that far, right? People are like joking about.
Yeah, he
the
didn't
map.
Have to travel that far, so yeah.
Took him 10 years.
Like,
yeah.
He just kept getting stuck on islands where crazy stuff was happening, and he'd get caught up for years.
Sure.
Yeah.
The cast is crazy. I mean, obviously,
it's insane.
Damon, Bernthal, Anne Hathaway. Yeah, ton of people. So.
So what is the plot? I don't remember the book.
So the plot is the Trojan right War after, just happened, and Odysseus is trying to find a way home, and a storm takes him to like various islands where he has to overcome something with his cunning and smartness and get his crew out of there. And every island he keeps like losing crew members because they're just dying. Yeah. And he's just trying to make it home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, I got an IMAX right near me. I'd love to go see it on a big screen. It's like 3 hours, right? At least.
It is 3 hours. That's the only thing I was thinking of. I'm like, that is a long.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to the movies.
Christopher Nolan movies are
yeah.
amazing, though.
Yeah. They're like.
They move fast. They move fast. Oppenheimer, I thought, moved really fast.
I never even saw Oppenheimer. I never saw
Oppenheimer's good.
Oh, I think I watched like, the first like half hour.
I've never even seen Interstellar. I gotta watch these. I gotta watch more.
What?
I know. I know. I know. Shame on me. I know.
Either of I.
It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Interstellar.
I know. I gotta see that because I love McConaughey too. Like I gotta watch that.
Oh man, that is a must watch. That's like throw your phone in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in a room and watch that.
Yeah.
And then watch it
again to understand what happened.
Okay.
I watched it. No, I thought it was fine. His other movies are like that, but Interstellar's fine. I watched that in a movie theater by myself.
Okay. I gotta do the movie theater by yourself experience.
Same.
I've never done it. I heard it's incredible.
Yep.
I'm with you. Never done it either.
Yeah. Juice, you've done it a bunch?
No, just that movie.
Just that, that one. Okay.
I wanted to see it so bad, and I think I couldn't get anyone to go with me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go.
I heard it's great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because it's like you're not going to talk during the movie anyway. It's like...
True.
You know?
Yeah.
It makes sense. So...
You get your snack, get your popcorn.
Yeah, because I know Katie won't. She won't want to see The Odyssey. So maybe this will be my first. Break my cherry. Go see The Odyssey.
Yeah, seriously,
by
like that's what I do. I think for that, I got a huge like cherry icy.
Ooh, I love those.
And the largest popcorn bucket that they had. And, oh, yeah, it was
nice.
It was amazing.
After $75, I was like, yeah, yeah. It's
growing an edible and you're set.
Ooh,
that's it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but for three and a half hours, I don't know. I'd probably pass out.
Yeah, it's long. It's long. We'll see. We'll see.
I heard that Seth Rogen movie is good, too.
Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah, it's Penelope Cruz, Ed Norton.
Ooh.
I don't know that one.
That sounds good.
What's that one?
It's got, hold on, let me find the name. It's gotten rated like 98% on like Rotten Tomatoes.
What? Why do I not know this movie?
Hold on. Seth Rogen. The movie. It's called The Invite.
Oh, The Invite. Oh.
It sounds familiar. Okay.
Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, Edward Norton. Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting. I don't know why I know that. I don't know why I don't know this one. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay. What else, guys? I think we got to everything here. Anything else going on this... Lately, you know, that we didn't touch on. I feel like we got to everything.
No one got hit by the tornado?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, I heard it was bad down there.
I don't think it was as bad as they made it out to be, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, how was the smoke up by you guys?
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
Wild.
Yeah, for me, for like a day or two, it was like, it wasn't like terrible. The city definitely way worse because it's just the pollution. It amplifies it. But yeah, like I was seeing pictures and shit. It looked pretty scary in the city. But up here, it wasn't too bad. So.
Fucking Canada.
Yeah. People always like, you know, I'm obviously a conspiracy guy, but like people are like, oh, like it's really wildfires. Like, well, what is it? Like, I don't know. Like, what were people like alluding to it being?
I don't know. It's a fire.
I'm like, that's a weird one. I'm like, what else is it? Like, I don't know. Whatever.
It happens.
Yeah.
Also, like, are they like what? Like, how come they can't just throw water on it? Is that very? I know I'm very ignorant, but
no,
I think it's just so vast. It's just like impossible when it gets going.
There's whole crew. So David Goggins, he's I don't know if he still does it, but he for fun, he joined like this like smoke jumping crew in like Alberta, Canada. And all they do is just they jump out of helicopters and put out wildfires.
Oh, my goodness.
Like it's constant in certain areas. Yeah. So I guess that's the thing. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know why. No. But yeah, it's actually more prevalent than we think. So
they jump out or they throw the water out.
I guess you have to, like, at certain points, you have to, like, jump out of the helicopter, like parachute
what the hell
out.
What do you do with a fire?
And then you're, like, on the ground putting it out. I don't know. He in his second book, he talks about it. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking crazy. I don't know where that guy is, though. He's been...
It's like four guys on the ground and there's
I don't know. It's
fire 100 miles wide.
It's like, nuts. Yeah. He was already famous and rich from his first book and everything else he does, all his, you know, talking engagements. And he's like...
Yeah,
you gotta stay hard. And he's just like going to like fucking remote ass like Alberta, Canada, and like jumping at. He's a nut job.
Who's gonna carry the boat?
Yeah, he's just nuts.
Yeah, he's not a human.
Yeah, so I haven't heard. I haven't seen anything from him in a while. I don't know what he's up to. But anyway, all right, guys. Howdy. Well, we're all gonna see each other. It sounds like for this fantasy draft, right? Pina, are you gonna come up?
Yeah, if it's a live draft, I'm coming up.
It is.
Where's it at?
It is. Miller's. August 29th.
I'm there.
The Don, he said he booked it. So we're in.
Look. I don't think, I never did a live one before.
I've never done one live before.
Yeah.
I've done one. It's a lot of fun.
Laptop.
What's that?
What's that?
Is it live or is it like we're all getting together, but still we're going to be like on the computer?
No, no, you get like stickers and you walk up and you put your sticker on.
Oh, it's legit live.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I've never done this. Okay.
Who makes these stickers? Sean's going to print the stickers?
No, you order it. You literally, like, it's a kit that you order.
Okay.
But the Don, he's it seems like he's on top of it. He's like locked in. He's all organized. He's doing all this, yeah, right?
I'll just pick the people on the team.
Yeah, then. I'll just show
him. He texted my brother like 15 times the other day. My brother's like, I'm not signing up for the league yet. It's July.
I'm just showing up to the draft and whatever. I'm not doing anything else.
Maybe college football will be on that day too.
Yeah. Yeah. Why that's not? That's probably.
Yeah, August, yeah.
Yeah, because that's
week zero. Is that week zero?
I think that's week zero. Yeah, because Labor Day weekend's the following weekend. But Labor Day is late this year, so maybe that might be week one.
Uh huh.
I'll have to look. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready for college more than NFL.
Yeah, college. I'm. We got a lot coming up. A lot coming up. We just got a ways to go. So, and. Yeah, that's it. Saratoga, Adam, Juice, you guys.
Yeah,
coming?
I'm gonna talk to the missus, see if we can set this up.
We're a little over 2 weeks out, but
yeah,
Whitney Day.
You gotta hurry up.
Yeah, but yeah, that's about it, man. I think we said it all. Pine, thanks for coming.
Yeah, congrats. Thanks for the invite, Viva
España.
Yeah, congrats, Spain, man. That's exciting stuff. We all got championships. We all got championships except for Adam. Poor Adam.
Yeah,
Adam needs a championship. Well, actually, no. You had your competitions and stuff. I mean, you got something to be proud of.
I came in second. This is the first loser.
Oh. Hey, maybe you'll win that fantasy draft. How about that? Not draft, just the fantasy.
We couldn't even win a summer league title.
Oh, where'd the Nets come in? Like, where'd they end up? Were they close?
Yeah, I think it was like they had to get to the semis, they had to beat Houston, and then I don't know what happened. They bet some guys. I was like,
yeah, I don't think anyone really cared. Like, I don't think they really care, but
yeah, they were pushing too hard.
Yeah, yep. So, but all right, guys. So yeah, we'll probably be back next month, preview college football, and take care, comb your hair.
Later.
Later.
Later. Thank you.